Well, what's it like to get this thing rolling again?
It's pretty good. It's exciting, you know, especially after last year, the progress we've made in the last 3 years here. It's just exciting to finally get back out here and team practice, put everything together. Got a couple weeks until opening day, so hopefully today we get to reveal some stuff that we need to work on the next couple weeks, and it's just exciting for another year.
What about for you to make that move? I know that you've been kind of waiting to get that shot at first again. How's that been?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, I've just been trying to, you know, work on extra stuff every day, try and work on the stuff that I need to make sure I'm successful there all season. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have a lot of infielders who do a great job working hard, and Coach Nonemaker does a great job too. So I know I'm going to be prepared to go out there every day and hopefully be successful every single day.
You were the celebrity letter the other night.
I was.
Like, before the game, we saw you in Ants jersey. Did you not just want to go gun show, or what happened? You changed shirts.
I walked in feeling a little confident, you know, thinking I could rock it. And as the stadium or the arena started to fill up, I was like, you know what, it's a little tight for me. I'm not the best fit for this tight of a jersey. So just different body types, but we'll work it out next time. You know, maybe a little bigger jersey.
If you're playing first, obviously that opens the DH spot. Who are some bats that we haven't seen yet you think will be guys to watch there?
Yeah, you know, there's a bunch of guys who proved themselves in the fall, and, you know, adding John Samuel Shanker, football guy, he's one of the guys you think that you could throw out there. But I think after going through the fall and just seeing how the first couple of weeks have been, you know, there's a couple of freshmen who might compete for that job. You know, Ryan Dial, John Ciccoli, Nate LaRue, those are a couple guys that come to my mind right away. You know, they just swung the bat well. They seem very mature. You know, there's a couple of things you got to work on the first couple of weeks. We'll be able to find out before conference play starts. So that's a good thing about playing at home. You know, we don't really have to get that test that early on the road. But a bunch of young guys have come in and, you know, proved that they can swing the bat really well. So I'm excited to see. But I think Ryan Dial is a big name that a lot of people are excited about around here. He's very consistent. He's got a very smooth left-handed swing.
Part do you think this program's come since you were a freshman in the Bushlands?
Yeah, it's crazy. Coming in, going to a regional for the first time in a while, then to super regional, and then going to the World Series last year, it just shows that Coach Thompson's leading this program the right way. Everyone's falling behind what he has to say, and everyone believes everything he says, which is huge. You know, you have a bunch of guys who want to go out there and compete for their head coach and play for the program that's on the front of our jersey. I think it's just, you know, it speaks for itself. Coach Thompson's definitely, you know, carried us the right way, and as long as we follow what he's been teaching us and stuff like that, you know, the sky's the limit for Auburn baseball.
I asked Bliss, a guy that maybe people didn't know, and you've already talked a lot about Ryan Dial. What about one of the young pitchers, maybe that people aren't familiar with? Any of those guys that jump out to you when people are going to know who this is?
Yeah, Trace Bright is a guy that performed very well for us in the fall. You know, he did well commanding the strike zone, being able to throw all of his pitches whenever he wanted. A name that didn't get to throw it all in the fall, Mason Barnett, is another name that a lot of people had hype about coming in. And ever since we've gotten back this spring, he's been showing very well. He's been being able to command the strike zone and stuff like that. But there's a bunch of guys, a bunch of new names who a lot of people are going to be surprised to see out there. And it's exciting just because all this talent that we're adding to our pitching depth and stuff like that is very exciting just to come up in the next couple of weeks so everyone can start to see what we've been working on the past couple of months.